The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dearest Madani channel viewers, today, inshallah, we will discuss, we're carrying on with part 3 of our silsila, Huquq. And today, inshallah, we will look, we'll carry on, inshallah, as from the last episode, we discussed the words that describe the sphere of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And remember, this silsila is known as Huquq. We're discussing about all the various rights that we owe first to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the rights that we owe to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rights that we owe to the Ahl Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the rights that we owe to the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, Awliya Allah Azza wa Jal, etc. And most importantly as well, we'll learn also the rights of the parents, the rights of the children, etc., etc., and the rights that we owe to each other in general. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Before we carry on, let us try, inshallah, azza wa jal, to have good intentions. First and foremost, let us hear the excellence of reciting Durood Sharif upon our beloved Master Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The following Durood Sharif is, if recited by a person, inshallah, there is immense reward a person will receive, inshallah, for reciting this particular Durood Sharif. And the Durood is as follows, that our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that a person who recites the following Durood Sharif, that person, inshallah, it will become obligatory upon him, upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for his shafa'at upon that particular person who makes a habit of reciting this Durood Sharif, inshallah. That is to say, the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will become, inshallah, obligatory upon that person for having to recite this Durood Sharif. Inshallah, you at home as well, you can recite along with me. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك يوم القيامة صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Now let us try to understand and try to know the purpose of gaining knowledge, and in as far as the correct intentions are concerned, that we should have good intentions. We should have correct intention in order for us to attain maximum reward, inshallah. Dear Islam, dear Madani channel viewers, before listening to the bayan, it is very important, it is vital that we have correct intention so that we can attain rewards, inshallah. The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, Niyatul mu'min khayrun min amalihi. Number one, there are two madani pearls that a person learned from this hadith. Without good intention, no reward is granted for a good deed. And the more righteous the intention you make, inshallah, the greater the reward Allah Azza wa Jal will, or one will attain from Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So whilst listening to the bayan, whilst listening to the silsila, whilst listening to any bayan for that matter, whenever you are in a gathering of learning and acquiring Islamic knowledge, in a mahfil, etc., always try to listen to the bayan attentively. And if a person perhaps at home, you're relaxing and you're sitting on something, try to sit as much as possible. If you can, try to sit in a tahiyyat position. Otherwise, sit comfortably but paying full attention. And make niyyat that inshaAllah, that whenever I hear the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, encouragement to remember Allah Azza wa Jal by the words Udhkurullah, etc. And the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla being mentioned, inshaAllah, I'll make an effort to recite Subhanallah, etc., etc. And when we hear the name of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us send Durood Sharif upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the intention of gaining reward and encouraging others as well. If you're sitting with family members, we're sitting somebody else, so that they too also can join in, and as well as inshallah, when we hear also the request or the easy encouragement to make istighfar with tubu ilallah, then make istighfar, astaghfirullah, etc. And that after hearing this discourse of this silsila of this program, you inshallah, and I myself am making niyyah that we make intention that we share with others whatever we learn, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today we are in the part 3 of our silsila, which is discussing the matters of the rights. And in the first episode, we focused on the right of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, which we owe to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And in the part 2, we looked at that in order for us to develop to fulfill the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, we need to develop taqwa. We need to have the fear of Allah. And now we, in the part 2, we are focusing on now understanding what does it mean to fear Allah? Why do we have to have this fear of Allah? And we began by trying to give definition of the word fear in English and what it means. And now we're carrying on. Inshallah, we in the part 2, we are focusing on the understanding certain words that are described in the Quran to denote the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. We started with the word khawf, and we understood that the word khawf is a perceived danger. It means that fear that a person has in fear of danger or something that is physical. And we also came to learn about ayats in the Quran which use the word khawf. Now we're carrying on, inshallah. Today we're looking at the word now, khashya. As Allah Azza wa Jal, these are the words that Allah has used in the Quran to describe what is fear of Allah. And now we are trying to establish, we are coming to the point where we want to learn and know, why do we have to have the fear? The reason being that in order for us to fulfill the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is that we owe the right of Allah to Him, that is to worship Him alone. And to worship only Allah Azza wa Jal in our ibadat, in our family matters, in our business, in our conduct, in our social gathering, etc., etc. All these spheres of our life, we need to have this fear of Allah, and you need to fulfill the right of Allah. So you need to understand what does it mean to have this fear. As Allah Azza wa Jal says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. That all you who believe, ittaqullaha, have the fear of Allah, haqqa tuqatihi, as it is the right of Allah Azza wa Jal, that you should be truly feared, and you should only die having this fear of Allah whilst you being Muslim. So inshallah, today we're focusing and we're carrying on, and today we're looking at first of all, we begin with the word khashya. We've picked up some common words that are describing the Quran to denote the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. So today we look at the word khashya, which is a fear as a result of knowledge and leads to an action. A person comes to learn about a certain fear or about something, then as a result of having acquired that knowledge or having to gain some information with regard to the consequence of something, then a fear develops. So we're looking at this word khashya. It is when you know the greatness and magnitude of what you fear, and as a result, have an awe and reverence of it. Now, a person before, you didn't know about something. It's not like in the beginning we're talking about, for example, breaking the laws, breaking certain rules, which you know that if I break this rule, this is what happens. Now you come to learn about certain things that if I do this, or if something occurs to me, and the end result is this, that's what happens. Now Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran tells our beloved Aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the following manner in this ayat,
إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب.
You can only warn him who follows the reminder and fears, that is, he has khashya of the most merciful unseen. Or he has the fear, وخشيَ الرحمن, he fears, or he has developed khashya of الرحمن. Bil ghaib, in unseen. Allah Azza wa Jal describes the one who will benefit from the Quran. He has khashya of Ar-Rahman. So, a person, he knows what is the Quran. And a person, he reads the Quran. He recites the Quran. And as he's reading the Quran, as he's going with his tilawat, with his recitation, he come across description of something. He comes to find out more about Allah, about the magnitude of having to stand in the court of Allah, about the awe that one is going to have when it comes to what is ahead of him in the life after death. So, in another ayat, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, the summary of the meaning is that it is only those who have knowledge among his slaves that fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. Many great ulama ikram, or mufassirin ikram, they have commented and have given a summary of their commentaries that with regard to this ayah, it is only those who have knowledge, truly fear him as he should be feared. Because the more they know about Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal is all powerful, all knowing, who has the most perfect attributes, and is described with the most beautiful names, the more they will fear him. So this fear is as a result of fear, they develop that humbleness, not because of the awesomeness of the attribute, but because of the more they come to know of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, they come to know of how merciful Allah Azza wa Jal. So you develop that humility, and that humility brings more the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Another word is khushu', which is a fear that is manifested not only in your heart, but it is shown on your face and limbs. We come across in many aspects of our life, in many, when we come to meet others, that we find certain people literally, you find that certain people, they have this manifestation of humbleness. They have this manifestation on their faces of being good-natured people. You see them on their faces. There is this noor of khushu. They have this noor of people that have got taqwa. They have this signs of humility. And this is what is being described here now. We look at this khushu. What is it? Is that as a result of that khashya we described earlier on, that humility has penetrated deep in the heart, in the recesses of the heart. It has shaken the heart. The heart has been shaken, and as a result, the flowing of this humility that has shaken and overtook the heart, it penetrates and permeates every single vein of this person. Now it is shown on their faces, and the result is khushu that they have. And you find it in the manner in which how they conduct themselves with others, how they look at others, etc. So literally khushu means to bend down and to become still. And khushu is used for the submissiveness of the heart, which is reflected on the limbs. Remember, dearest Madani Channel viewers, we are on the silsila huquq. And the silsila is focus is on understanding what are all these rights that we owe to different, first of all, to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, to His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to the Ahli Bayt, to the Sahaba Ridwanullah Alayhim Ajma'in, Awliya, Ulama, Ikram, our parents, our elders, the children, the rights that we have over each other. Now we say that in order for us to understand that we have to fulfill these rights, the first and foremost fundamental right that we need to have is the fear of Allah. And you can only develop this right or the obligation which you owe to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, which is to fear Him and to have this. You need to develop the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal in order to know how do you fulfill the rights of Allah. And we're looking at various ways that Allah Azza wa Jal has used in the Quran, which describes, you know, what nature of fear that you should have. Is it that just that we should have the fear of Allah, just merely we just fear Allah, or you fear a lion because you know that a lion is going to devour you? You fear something because of the of the awesomeness or the harm that thing is going to cause? No. What is the reason why you should fear Allah? And Allah has used it along that to fulfill your obligation of why Allah has created you, must fulfill His right. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, that fear Allah as He ought to be, as it is the right of Allah to fear Him. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, successful indeed are the believers. Why are the believers the only ones who are successful? The first quality of these successful believers are, now within the believers themselves, there are also different types, different qualities of believers. So Allah Azza wa Jal, who are those believers now that are successful? First of all, Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us that is successful are the believers. But now what type of a believer is successful? Now Allah Himself Azza wa Jal, He qualifies. Who is that successful believer?
الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ,
those who offer their salah, those who offer their salah with such solemnity and full of submissiveness when they perform their salah. There is this ecstasy that drives them, that ecstasy of humility, that ecstasy of fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. It has manifested itself in their on their faces. It has gone through their limbs, and their limbs is full of the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Now when they stand there in front of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal to read their salah, the khushu is so much overwhelming in them that it is manifested. And when they begin Allahu Akbar, that fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, it is so much overwhelming, it overpowers them. And it is, as a result, it is just full of khushu in them. Those people who show this attribute of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, those people that have got that khushu in salah, those are the successful believers. This is the kind of fear that we should have in salah. This fear should be present on our faces, subhanallah. Not just in our hearts only. Because once the heart has been changed, the next thing, like for example, if somebody has got that sadness in his heart, there is that fear in his heart, it is shown on his face. But these people, because of the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, because of that khushu, its manifestation is shown on the face. Now in salah, it even comes more. If the heart is khushu, the body will also have khushu. So khushu is not just the state of the heart. It is a state of the heart which is visible on a person's action. That salah, it changes the person in their posture and in their movements. When you see those that walk out in the land, when they walk, they showing the attributes of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. In this dunya, the believers have this khushu. But in the akhirah, Allah Azza wa Jalla state about the disbelievers. أَبْصَارُهَا خَاشِعَةٌ, their eyes will be downcast. Now somebody now don't have this khushu. What is the result? Now it will be shown on the day where we're supposed to prepare ourselves for that particular day, which is the day of Akhirah. Now, in rounding off, in conclusion, in this part three of our silsila huquq, and looking at the huquq, first of all, looking at the huquq of Allah, the rights of Allah, etc., we said we're looking at the various ways that are common in Quran that are describing what does it mean to have the fear of Allah. Does it just mean only you must have the fear of Allah for the sake of that Allah is your creator? No. But as we have learned from so many other words that are used common, we'll carry on with it. Lastly, in this next episode, in the part four of the silsila, which will describe now the ultimate word, the most important word which we need to know, which is the taqwa of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I make dua to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal that enable us that we all have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, that Allah Azza wa Jal enable us that we must have the manifestation of the khushu, of the khashya of Allah Azza wa Jal, and the walim should be able to show this, and it must be manifested on our face so that the nur of this, it enables us, those around us also, to change themselves. Ameen. Bijahi Nabil. Ameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. The blessing from Rabbul Alameen. Islam is the way.